In the meantime, big news today, of course, Brandon Smith, he has informed the Melbourne Storm and rival teams he plans to sign with the Roosters. It's all heading there. He's on the Roosters train. But in the meantime, it is a Monday. We love to speak with our stable mates, Sats and Woogie. I'm pleased to say they are there. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon.
Is that Joel and Flesh? It's Flesh, isn't it?
Yes. Yes,
Finchie couldn't get Fletcher's name right.
Oh, I know. He was quite lubricated around the mouth region. And he just kept, I know, he kept saying it. It was, because we're doing the, that was a great day.
Yeah.
What day was that? You went in, was it Thursday?
It was Wednesday, I think.
Wednesday, yeah.
It was a Wednesday. Yeah.
Oh, I had to get a COVID test, all clear. Yeah. How are you gentlemen going?
Yeah, really good. Really good. After yesterday, I mean, you know, me, Joel, I love my boxing. So seeing what happened yesterday with George Ferocious, he's a shy boy too, isn't he? He's a guy me a gorilla boy, isn't he?
I think so. Yeah. Well, you know, it's uncanny. He and...
Hang on, he's just... You know what you've done there inadvertently?
What?
You've just bruised.
Yeah.
Why?
Because we were saying how basically he's a boxing champ of the world, now unified, and... For some reason, I did it before too.
It's a need.
We linked him to being a rugby league player. We do it, and I don't know why we do it.
Who's the real gorilla?
He got graded. He got graded with the Cronulla Sharks.
Yeah.
There you go.
As a junior rep, and he was sitting at training one day and said, "You know what? I don't want to be here. I want to be in the boxing gym." Mm. So he didn't turn up the next day.
I know, but do you know what I mean? We all
Alexander Volkanovsky, gorilla gorilla.
We take everyone. Yep. The big kid for NFL the
NFL.
Player.
Yeah,
like we just got
Mulata.
Well, that's their
Jordan Mulata.
That's their jobs. Let them go. Let them be free. Anywho, what's going on, boys?
Oh, your Roosters gets another man, hey?
Yeah.
Well, did you see what they did? Did you see, like, coincidentally, they were just playing golf out there at on the coast, and Nick Politis just rang up. He didn't know.
I was just saying this to Woogie. I was saying, yeah, I don't know whether it's just immaturity, but Brendan Smith going, yeah, Nick Polish is just ringing them all the time. Yeah, because he knows you're playing golf with them. Nine ball.
No, it's 3 it's 3 a.m. in L.A. And Gus Nick just says, oh, I'm going to see what Orbo's up to.
It wasn't even.
Work on your putting, Orbo. I just want to say, oh, Smitty, who's that in the background? That's not Brent. That's not Brandon Smith, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, put him on for a sec.
The boys, did you hear the Rico chat the other week? Have you got that there, Gibbo? So we had Rico on last week, and this is Rico the Great Man. Have a listen to this.
Look, I think moving forward, I reckon they're just going to... I think Joey will play a few positions, but, mate, he's a good kid. And
what?
Yeah, that was Rico. And now this was also
what's going on then?
They interviewed him, but then I've also got audio. Rico is at Robbo's house in the backyard, just having some pizza and garlic bread. And then this is what happened with Rico.
Look, I think moving forward, I reckon they're just going. I think Joey will play a few positions, but mate, he's
so you can hear hear Rico.
And,
burping as he just glugs away at his Grange, and then he jumps into Robbo's French pizza and just chewing on that. It's Rico's just a pig of a man.
Oh, we interviewed him a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. He speaks glowingly of you, Brian. I spoke about who's the one man that you'd hate to sit on when the Australian cricketers return from the T20. Who's the one player you wouldn't want to sit next to on a on a plane for 14 hours. Fletcher's name was mentioned.
Mm.
Yeah?
Yeah, I used to give Rico a hard time. Champion Blake. Yeah. He's a good man, Luke. Boys, what did you think of the Brandon Smith? Did you think it was calculated? Did you think he's angling to leave Melbourne Storm and play for the Chooks in 2022?
You know I listened to the whole podcast, and when you're playing just in that one section, it sounds very disrespectful. He was disrespectful in relation to some of the Melbourne Storm's operational staff and how there's this wedge between the football department and the marketing and commercial department, whatever it may be. So I'd be disappointed if I was Matt Tripp and Craig Belly and Cranky Frankie Panisi. But when you play at the whole, it was the whole podcast, he was quite glowing in Melbourne as well, and the Storm and what they've done for him. But, yeah, you know what, sometimes those podcasts, you sort of sit back and you get really relaxed and you don't really realise what sort of platform it could be listened to. And you do, you relax and you probably give answers in a lot more relaxed atmosphere that you wouldn't give if you were like on the phone being interviewed by one of us palookas. So,
but at the same time, Sats, whilst he probably said too much, it was also refreshing. It was actually because how many times do you just get the standard answers, the straight bat, how they've been media trained? It was actually nice to hear someone just being open and honest.
Disrespectful to his current club.
Well, no, okay, but he did say too much about his meeting with the Roosters and all that. He did. He went too far. However, you take that little bit away from it, it's actually refreshing. We complain that players shut down and just give us straight bad answers and don't tell us the truth all the time. I thought it was refreshing. I don't agree with everything he said, but for the most, I thought it was refreshing.
It's, mate, where this game's going, right? So you had the incident with the Dane Laurie, the Tigers fullback, wearing the Panthers jersey. Yeah. Then you've got Reid Marnie, who's having Chinese with Gus at the Leagues Club. And then Kickow says, hold my beer, I'll put a polo on, right? And then now, Brandon Smith, I've never in the history of the game, boys, heard somebody so lavish with praise about the team they're not even at yet.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Can you believe that? No.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Is it a generational thing, boys?
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe they're just thinking no one's going to pick up on it. Yeah. Or I don't. I found it super strange. I thought he was doing that to rile the feathers of Melbourne to get an early release to come to the Chooks next year.
That's your conspiracy, isn't
well,
it?
Well, it is after I've just backed the Roosters at 10-1. That's what I'm hoping for. Come on, Nick.
So at the moment, boys, the fullback, the halfback, the dummy half for the Redcliffe Dolphins is Felice Kaufusi. What do you make of that signing?
Yeah, good one from a cultural point of view because he's a proven winner. But I think it's fair to say his form has been waning over the last couple of years, and I'm a huge fan of Felice Kaufusi's, but I feel as though that, you know, turning 30 in May next year, or you've really got to strike a blow with some of your first signings. And Kalyn Ponga is still on the market. Api Korosau is still on the market. Still a couple on the market that can strike a real blow. But I think Felice, although has had a tremendous career, is not the player that gives overall confidence that the bid team is the new team coming into the comp is going to be successful from day one. Great from a cultural point of view, leadership. He'll sing from the same hymn sheet as Wayne Bennett will. But they've got to get a Ponga, or they've got to get a Brandon Smith, or they've got to get an Api Korosau, I think, or Junior Paulo to everyone to sit up and take a little bit more notice.
I think it's time for this, boys. Now, well said, though. Sats, I agree 100%, but it's time for this. A Chermside webcam model was left with serious injuries after she accidentally shot herself in the genitals in a pornographic video gone horribly wrong. I'm not going to name this lady because it's quite embarrassing. It's said to have accidentally fired a 9mm handgun while she was alone in her Chermside bedroom on November the 9th. Chermside Sheriff Deputy Zachary Wall arrived on the scene.
Sheriff Deputy.
Sheriff. Zachary Wall. He arrived on the scene around noon when he saw the lady there driving, holding the gun and a spent bullet. So it's unclear why she had a loaded 9mm handgun in her possession in the first place, or why she needed to incorporate into one of the videos. I don't know too much about these sort of pornographic videos with guns. Woogie, can you enlighten me on any? And first of all, what's the go in Chermside?
Chermside's a good area.
Great shopping centre.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
it's actually a decent area of Brisbane if there is one. But no, it's a nice area. But yeah, I don't know, Fletch. I have never seen a pornographic video.
Yeah.
In my life, so I wouldn't know.
She's
so,
okay though. She's going to she's going to have it's going to be a long road to recovery. Mm. But everyone at Chermside, they're actually having a fundraiser at the Chermside Scout Hall. January 21 to 22. There's going to be sandwiches. Yeah, there's going to be sandwiches. Yeah. There's going to be fairy bread. Yep. There's going to be – oh, it's good. They're going to have an archery course because they don't want to get away from the gun. So I hope this young lady doesn't get any ideas with the archery because that might really cause them damage.
So Australia's first deputy sheriff.
Zachary Wall.
Zachary
Wall. Chermside.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chermside.
Where do you find these stories, Fletch? Where do you look?
They just come across my desk.
You know what? None of them have got anything to do with Queensland. He just finds a suburb.
He makes them Queensland.
It's probably happened in Albuquerque in America or something.
Yeah,
he
good point.
He's Chermside alongside
it. Yeah, good call.
Hey guys, my A grade is the people at McDonald's CBD, which has been voted the worst McDonald's in Australia because of its uncleanliness. Have you seen the photos?
Which CBD, Sats?
Well, it just says CBD. CBD.
Oh, Sydney CBD. Yeah.
George Street. 4 a.m.
George Street. Yep.
George Street, and all the mess that was left and hadn't been cleaned up by McDonald's staff. Many are saying, "Well, no, it's actually not bad staff. It's bad customers leaving
all the
remains over the tables." Now, when you eat at a restaurant or fast food outlet, do you clean up after yourself? Like, do you take it to the bin?
Yes, I do.
I remember eating once with Ryan Girdler, and I said,
"Doesn't count.
Clean up your stuff, Girds." He said, "No, if you clean it up, we're in a food court." He said, "No, if you clean it up, you're taking the job off someone whose job it is to clean up. That if you keep cleaning up, they won't have a job."
Nah, false. They get paid.
That's BS.
That is BS, and Girds is BS. his coffee's not BS. He's got beautiful coffee.
Mm. Beautiful coffee. Now at 4 a.m. in the morning, the question is, pizza or kebab?
Is the pizza freshly made or is it just sitting there all soggy?
Well, it's the sliced ones that are, you know, that it's been sitting there in the Bay Marie.
Kebab, both.
I'm going kebab. But sometimes they don't know what they're doing. You know, when you get the packet and you've got a ticket.
The foily packet.
Yeah. You've got their little squares and you go, right, hummus, bang, chili sauce, barbecue, bang,
cheese, bang.
So basically you tick the whole thing. And they still, for some reason, just make up
chicken,
their
man.
Make their
for
own.
Some reason they still throw tabbouleh on it.
Yeah. Put the tabbouleh in there. 4 a.m. You can do what you
Hey,
want.
Boys, can I throw an A grade? I think this whole situation is very, very A grade. The world has come to this type of thing. Can we have a listen to this, Gibbo?
Address something that's made headlines this week and something that I would like to apologise for. This is a story that has sparked a torrent of abuse and mockery from around the world, and if I'm being honest with you, the bulk of this savaging I deserve and I totally own. I flew to London to interview Adele, an unspeakable privilege and what was to be one of the highlights of my career. I made the terrible mistake of assuming we weren't to be given a preview copy of this album because our interview was airing before it was released and Adele's album was the industry's most prized secret. The day after we landed in London, an email came through from Sony. It didn't mention Adele, but it did contain a link to her album. The genuine, dead set, hand on heart truth is that I missed it. By an absurdly long margin, the most important email I've ever missed in my life. The interview itself, Adele didn't walk out. It ran over time. At least half...
Okay, righto, Matt. You've enough, right?
Oh,
seriously.
That's the best.
When he opens it up, you think, holy dooly, has he killed someone this bloke? What has happened? Yeah. Oh, if you heard that first bit when you're Brian, you go...
What are the words? Savagery.
Yeah.
The savagery. Get notifications on your phone when you get emails, first and foremost. What about when he... I wasn't believing him until he dropped the line, dead set. Then I believed him. I said, yeah, he's dead set.
But do you honestly believe Adele, who is known throughout the world, would
give a
care
rat's?
About rat's ass 9 o'clock morning show? Like, do you reckon surely he's been prompted to say that?
But, but you're right. Like, as Adele sort of woke up going, thank God I can get on my life now.
Yeah,
the savagery has been dealt with.
Yeah.
If that's his greatest interview, how shit are the other ones been?
I like the bruising. I'll never forget, I was going over to see Adele on a plane going over to London.
Yes.
You may as well just say
now,
first
he'd be
class.
Blacklisted. You'd think he'd be blacklisted now. Have you ever been blacklisted from anywhere?
Yes.
Can you give me three places?
Three places.
Iceberg.
The pub.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, all the time. The Bondi Diggers. And, and Archie's for a little while there.
Archie's.
And the bourbon. Bourbon Beefsteak. I stole a bottle of vodka.
I was going to say, you have to do something traumatic to be blacklisted from the bourbon.
I got flogged by the bouncer down the back. Absolutely. Punch the shit out.
Oh,
that was good times.
What about you, Sugar? You ever been blacklisted? Mate, I think you'd be too good of a
no. I don't think. Well, I don't think. Yeah, I think I may be a bit. I don't think so. Hey, boys, you got a good question for us for the IMAR quiz coming up?
Oh, what's happened over the weekend?
Who won the women's BBL?
Perfect.
Final.
Perfect.
Yeah, final.
Perfect.
Yep.
It was a good game.
Yes, it was.
Cracking. Record crowd, too.
Yep.
Yep. Gentlemen, well done. Great to chat again on this Monday.
See you, Flesh. Thank you.
Well, they got to go, because what about their A grades?
I gave my A grade. Yeah. No, Woogies.
You got one?
Oh, mine was Lopez's father saying that he won the fight 10-2. Yeah. Jesus, what planet are you on?
He's an idiot.
Have a look at your son's head.
Yeah.
Well, boys, thank you very much, and have a great show tonight.
See you, gents.
Guys. Bye.